朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想我再次在这里代表我们全家，谢谢弟兄姊妹这些日子，为我们家的祷告和扶持。
Once again, on behalf of my family, I'd like you all for all of your support and prayers in the past few months.
尤其昨天我们有一个非常满了主同在，很让我们全家都得到安慰的聚会。
We had a memorial service yesterday that was full of God's presence, and it really brought a lot of comfort to our family.
我相信我的母亲一定也非常的喜乐。
I'm sure my mom was very joyful too.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
我想我们今天继续来看希伯来书，不然我们十二月今年年底以前讲不完了。
Today we will continue to look at Hebrews, otherwise we will not be able to finish the book by the year end.
我们这次的主题是从希伯来书来看唯独基督。
The theme is to see from the book of Hebrews.
我们已经讲过了无比的基督。
We have talked about the incomparable Jesus.
没有人能够跟他相比的。
No one can be compared with him.
他是神的儿子。
Of God.
他是完美的人。
He was also a perfect man.
接下来我们讲到他是那位超越的基督。
And then we talk about this Christ transcends all things.
他比摩西、比约书亚、比所有的天使、比众先知都要尊贵。
He was more honorable than Moses, Joshua, all the prophets.
也后来讲到他是属天的基督。
And then he was the heavenly Christ.
整个旧约神家侍奉的体系、侍奉的一切的外表都不过只是个形体就是了。
All the religious festivals and ritual services were all but the shadows.
它真实的意义全在基督身上，全是属灵属天的境界。
And yet the reality is all on Christ and it's in the heavenly realm.
所以当我们读到第十章的时候，其实就着我们个人的救恩来说，已经被带到了高峰了。
As we reach the chapter 10, for the individuals, we have already reached the pinnacle.
已经讲到他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，让我们可以直接来到幔内，来到至圣所。
Because he has already opened up a new and living way so that we can come directly into the holy of the holies.
这是整个旧约体系里面不可能想象的事情。
And that is something that cannot be imagined in the Old Testament time.
人需要一再为自己的罪杀牛杀羊，用各样的方法来为自己赎罪。
Because man had to continuously offer up sin sacrifices through the lambs and the cows.
但是人还是不能够自由地来到神的面前。
But still, man could not come freely before God.
只有大祭司一年一次，要带着自己的血进去赎罪。
Only
要带着血进去为自己的罪赎罪。
Only the high priest can only enter into the most holy place once a year with blood to redeem his own sins.
那个幔子永远存在的。
Because the veil was always there.
直到耶稣基督在十字架上说成了的时候。
Until Jesus Christ said, "It is finished" on the cross.
整个殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，这是神撕开来的，因为人不可能爬上去撕，他十五尺高。
And then the veil in the temple was torn from top to the bottom. It was torn by God because it was 15 feet tall. It could never be done by a man.
所以那位通往至圣所的路终于向我们显明了。
And the path to the most holy place was finally revealed to us.
我们可以随时坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
Anytime we can come boldly before this throne of grace.
我们可以踏在这一条又新又活的路上，我们来到至圣所。
We can step on this new and living way all the way to the most holy place.
弟兄姊妹，好像整个救恩已经拿到了高峰了，好，我们个人觉得这已经是超过我们所求所想的了。
As if the entire salvation has reached to its peak, it is far beyond what we could imagine.
那么希伯来的作者为什么不结束在第十章呢？
Then why then the author of the Hebrews conclude the book at chapter 10?
为什么又回到开始的十一章呢？
Then why did he start chapter 11?
他把我们带回到我们今天在地上的生活里面。
Because he brought us back to our daily life on earth.
要让我们看见，不仅仅在救恩上面，我们已经得到了至高 已经完全的救恩
to show us not only that we have obtained this highest and complete salvation.
解决了我们罪的问题，解决了我们救恩的问题。
It has dealt with the problems of our sin and has given us salvation.
但是在这里，神的需要，神的旨意还没有完成。
But yet, God's will has not been fulfilled yet.
所以今天要借着众圣徒，我们在地上怎么过生活？
Yes, and then it has to be done through the daily living of the saints.
让我们也能够来满足神的需要，能够来完成神的旨意。
So that our life can fulfill His desires, and that we can accomplish His will.
所以十一章把我们带回到从旧约里面的列祖他们的脚中，他们在地上所活出来的见证摆在我们的面前。
Therefore, the book of Hebrew chapter 11 brought us back to see the footsteps of the patriarchs in the Old Testament.
同样的也告诉我们今天新约的指明我们在地上应该怎么样子过我们的生活。
It also shows us a way to the saints in the New Testament how we ought to live our daily life on earth.
所以十一章一直重复出现的一个词叫做因着信，因着信，因着信。所以十一章讲信心。
In chapter 11, we will see a phrase repeatedly appear. It is by faith, by faith. So this chapter is about faith.
十二章讲盼望
and chapter 12 is about hope.
十三章讲爱
and chapter 13 is about love.
所以十一、十二、十三章是讲到圣徒们在地上生活的原则，信、望、爱。
So chapter 11, 12, and 13 talks about the principles of our life, that is faith, hope, and love.
那今天我们来看十一章讲信心。
So today we are to look at chapter 11 about faith.
弟兄姊妹，不光鱼离开水不能活。动物离开氧气不能活。
Not only that, fish cannot live without water. Animals cannot live without oxygen.
其实基督徒离开信心也不能活。
And Christians cannot live on without faith.
因为圣经不仅仅讲到我们因信被称义，也讲到义人必因信而得生。
Not only the Bible tells us that we are justified by faith, and we also live by faith.
Yeah, live by faith 就是我们生活是要靠着信心来活的啊。
So we ought to live our life by faith.
所以我们如果不是在真实的信心境界里面过，没有活。
If we do not live our life in the realm of faith, we have not lived our life at all.
我们在神的眼中如同没有在活。
In God's eyes, as if we have not lived at all.
什么时候我们真正在信心境界里面，我们这个基督徒才是活着。
Whenever we live in the realm of faith, then we are alive.
因为信心不仅仅让救恩能够成就在我们身上。
Not only faith actualized the salvation on us.
信心为我们打开天窗，使神所有的应许和祝福能够实现在我们身上。
Faith also opens up the window of heaven so that all the promises of God can be actualized on us.
信心叫我们敬畏神，让我们在主的面前不敢放肆，不敢随便。
Faith causes us to fear God, so we will not live casually before God.
信心叫我们尊重神。
And faith causes us to honor God.
让主居首位。
And we will give Him the first place.
信心能够叫我们与神同行。
And faith causes us to walk with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道信心在基督徒的生活里面是太重要的一件事情啊。
So faith is so important to a Christian.
其实连我们肉身的人如果没有信心也都没办法活的。
Actually, even without faith, we cannot even live in this physical world.
我不晓得今天在座有谁今天早上开车以前先爬到车子引擎底下看看有没有炸弹。
I don't know if any of you this morning before you started your car, you check if there was a bomb underneath your car.
有没有人今天早上吃早饭的时候，你妈妈拿麦片给你，或者你太太煮麦片给你，你先用银筷子量量看有没有 poison, 有没有毒。
Has anyone of you this morning checked if your breakfast was poisoned by using a silver needle?
你要知道这个肉身的人生活里面都需要信心的。
So even living in this physical world, we need faith.
不然你活不下去的。
Otherwise, we cannot continue going on living.
如果你天天就是活在恐惧里面，你是个病人。
If you continue live in fear and anxiety, you are sick.
你一面走路一面回头看有没有人跟你。
If you, when you walk, you keep looking back if anyone is following you.
吃什么都要检查。
And then you check every food you eat.
人家请你去他家，你都要先量量看旁边有没有人在那边要害你。
If you are invited to someone's house, you will have to check if there's any ambush.
这是个病人。
And then you are sick mentally.
但是今天多少基督徒在过属灵的生活的时候，我们却没有用信心。
But yet, so many Christians today, we live spiritual life without faith.
所以我们也充满了各式各样的恐惧。
Therefore, we are full of all kinds of anxieties and fear.
然后你发现希伯来作者在这里为我们讲希伯来书十一章的时候。
So when the author of the book of Hebrews talk about faith,
他讲到亚伯因着信，讲到挪亚因着信，讲到以诺因着信，挪亚因着信，亚伯拉罕因着信，一直讲因着信，因着信，因着信。
He talks about Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, everybody by faith.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，信心太重要了哈。
So faith is so important.
那我们要来看一下希伯来的作者在这里所强调的信心，跟我们观念中的信心有没有不一样？
Now we want to see, is there any difference between the faith that the author of Hebrew talk about and the faith that we understand?
我们先读几节的圣经，希伯来书十一章。
Let's read some scriptures. Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Chapter 11.
我们把所有列祖的故事今天不读了哈，我想我留到下一次。
We will skip the stories of all these patriarchs today. We will talk about next week.
我们从十一章读第一节到第三节。
Let's read verses 1-3.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。好，底下就开始讲到亚伯因着信，以诺因着信等等等。
Then after this the author talk about Abel and Noah and all these people, theyLive by faith.
然后我们读十三节到十六节。
Let's read.
啊，对不起，我们先读第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。啊，这也是我们今天背诵的经文。
This is also our memory verse for the day.
十三节到十六节。
Verses 13-16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。好，我们请翻过来，我们读最后三十九节到四十节。
And lastly, verses 39-40.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。好，我们今天的圣经就先读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
我们在这里注意到希伯来的作者在这里他选择性的列了几个列祖。
So we see that the author of the book of Hebrews selectively listed some patriarchs.
圣经上有这么多属灵的伟人，但是他只列了这十几位，加上一些无名的殉道者。
There were many spiritual giants in the Bible, yet he chose these plus some anonymous heroes of faith.
我刚才已经讲过了哈，我自己泄露了考题的答案哈，就是这些人被挑出来，他们身上共同的特点是因为他们有信心。
These people were chosen because they all share a common characteristic, that is, they have faith.
那么在这里我们要特别注意到两件事情。
We like to pay attention to two things.
一个，他说古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
First is that the elders obtained a good testimony.
那你会说，难怪我信心不够好，神太少了。
Then you might say that, oh, no wonder I don't have enough faith because I don't have enough
他说在这里讲证据哈，如果神给我 enough evidence 或是 proof 的话。
So if God has given me enough evidence or proofs, then my faith will be stronger.
例如说在做福音朋友，你会说神如果向我显现一次，我一定信他。
So the gospel friends might say, if God can appear to me even once, then I will believe.
对不对？我如果能够叫我病重的太太癌症一下得到医治了，我就一定信他。
If God can cure my wife's cancer, of course I will believe in him.
我们以为我们的信心必须建立在证据上。
Because we believe that our faith should be built upon evidences.
其实你仔细去看所有的英文翻译本。
But then if you look at the English translations.
好，在这里讲到的证据 ,New King James 是讲 testimony。
So in New King James, it is about testimony.
不是说有美好的证据，而是有美好的见证。
So the Bible is not talking about good evidences, but good testimonies.
所以 New King James 跟 Darby 都用 testimony 这个字啊。
So New King James and Darby translations all use the word testimony.
那 King James 是用 report, 所以我们有一首诗歌说我们有美好的 report, good report.
The King James version uses report, that's why there's a hymn that says that we have a good report.
那 NASB 是讲到 approval,他得到了神的 approval, 神的称许。
And NASB says that they have obtained approval from God.
所以这是第一件事情要提醒的，他们古人都在这些事情上有美好的见证，不是因为得到了美好的证据。
So this is why we need to clarify that all these patriarchs, they had good testimonies, not good evidences.
所以这里所列出来的每一个人身上都有一个很好的 testimony, 有一个很好的 report.
So everyone listed here all share a good testimony and good report.
都有特别被神悦纳、被神 approve 的一个点被列出来、啊、
They all share a characteristics that is approved by God.
这是我下个礼拜讲的。
And I'll share with you next week.
但是在这里第二件事情我们要注意的
The second thing we need to pay attention to
就是第三节
Verse 3
他说我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God
这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的
Therefore the things that things that are seen were not made of things which are visible
所以在这里呢 有两个字一个叫做 seen 就是我们所看到被我们看到的东西
One thing is that the things that we can see
是由那不是由那个看得见的所造成的
So the things that we see were not made of things seen
换句话说在这里告诉我们我们因着信心能够看见那看不见的
In other words, by faithWe can see that is invisible.
信心运用的原则就是透过所看得见的，我们能够看见那看不见的。
The principle of faith application is that through the things that we see, we can see the things that are unseen.
有没有很复杂
？Is it complicated?
你借着看得见的东西，你能够看出那看不见的那个真正的意义和价值。
Through the things that we see, we can see the things that are unseen, invisible, the true essence.
例如说，罗马书第一章讲到神的永能和神性，借着所造之物是明明可以知道的，叫人无可推诿。
For example, in Romans chapter 1, it says God's eternal power and divine nature can be seen from the things that are created.
啊，你看到宇宙的浩瀚呢
？Look at the immense universe.
你能够看得出神伟大，神的全能。
Then we can see how great God is and how powerful He is.
你可以从很小的事情上，你可以看见神的爱，神怎样子会这样子创造。动物们是这样子生活的。
Through the creation of animals, the little things that we can see God's love and His tender love.
啊，你看这些动物怀胎的时候就开始有奶出来，可以喂养孩子。等到停的时候它就停了你就发现很多的 design 背后让你读出神的永能和神性来
We see that the animals, the moms when they start getting pregnant they start to have milk for the babies and then the milk will stop after the babies are weaned
所以当我们讲到信心不是凭着眼见的时候
So when we say that by faith and not by sight
我们这个哥林多后书第五章那里讲到我们这些人是凭着信心而不是凭着眼见
2 Corinthians chapter 5 says we walk by faith not by sight
那么在哥林多后书第二章的不是哥林多后书的第四章也告诉我们
2 Corinthians chapter 4 also tells us
他说我们不是追求看得见的
we do not pursue the things that are seen
我们乃是追求那看不见的
but we pursue things unseen
因为所见的是暂时的所不见的才是永远的
because whatOur seen are temporary, but the unseen are for eternal.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到说我们不是这个顾念所见的呢，是顾念所不见的的时候。
So when we say that we do not fix our eyes on the what is seen, but what is unseen.
讲到我们基督徒信心运用的原则。
And that is the principle of how we apply our faith.
信心不凭眼见。
Faith is not by sight.
最基本、最浅的运用。
the most fundamental application.
就是指的我们在环境上的应用。
It's how we apply in our circumstances.
啊，那这个例子很多了，我想我们的经验也很多啊。
I'm sure we all have a lot of experiences.
当环境的难处越来越大的时候，我们就埋怨神。
When the obstacles in life become greater and greater, we start to complain.
我们可能会怀疑神。
And we start to doubt God.
我们到甚至到最后可能否定神。
And finally, we might even deny Him.
那当环境很好的时候
，But when our circumstances are good,
哎呀，我们就赞美神。
And then we praise God.
我们起来做见证。
And we give testimonies.
你看神帮助了我。
Look how God helped me.
你看有一千个人申请工作，只录取三个，神让我录取了，我感谢神。
And God let me get a job. There was only 3 openings out of 1,000 applicants.
你看我的儿子需要一个脚踏车，我们在逛街的时候旁边就有一个 free。我可以拿回家。
Like my son needed a bicycle, and when we were shopping, we saw the sign free, and we got a free bike.
哎，我们的信心常常建立在看得见的环境上。
It seems like our faith is always built on something that are seen.
啊，但是当环境难的时候，我们可能就灰心了。
But then when our situations become difficult, we start to get discouraged.
但是这个神常常要给我们祝福的时候
，But yet oftentimes when God wants to bless us，
都是在看不见的境界里面，神要给我们的。
It is always given to us in this unseen realm。
我举一个小小的故事啊。
Let me give you an example。
从前有一个很有爱心的弟兄
，There was a very loving brother。
他非常愿意帮助这些这个在街上贫困的孤儿，或是那些穷苦的孩子。
He always wanted to help out the orphans or poor kids on the streets.
所以他常常有时候就买了一些包子哈，做了一些包子，然后拿到马路上分给这些很穷的小孩子吃。
So he would make a lot of bread and buns and then go out to the street and distribute among the kids.
所以他包子有的大一点，有的稍微中一点啊。
And then he made the buns and some are bigger than others.
但是这个弟兄呢，就故意做了一个小一点的。
And he purposely made a tiny one.
然后他就放在那边。
And then he displayed the breads.
哇，那些小朋友都来了，都常常很多人都是饿着肚子来的。
And all the hungry kids on the street would come over.
那请问你会拿大的还拿中的还拿小的
？Which one would you pick? The big one, the medium one, or the tiny one?
不要问大人好了，大人太聪明了，已经回答得很。小朋友，你会拿大的还拿中的拿小的
？So young people, which one would you choose?
都拿
，Yeah, all of them.
可能马上大家都是拿大的。
Of course, we will pick the big one.
抢输的只好拿中的。
And then the losers will get the smaller one.
然后他就发现有一个小孩子，他没事当来到这边的时候，他是安静的站在旁边等别人先拿。
And he noticed a little kid. He will always quietly wait for others to pick theirs first.
拿完以后，他最后去拿那个剩下最小的。
And then he will get the tiny one that was always left over.
连续几天都是这个样子。
For several days, continuously he did the same.
所以这个人非常感动。
And this person was greatly touched.
他觉得这个孩子的生命就是不一样。
Now this child has a different nature.
所以后来有一天，这个小孩子拿着他的小包子回家的时候。
So one day, when the kid brought home this tiny bread,
他每次都带回去跟他生病贫困的妈妈一起吃的。
He always brought home to share with his sick mother.
然后你晓得，当他把这个小包子打开来的时候，里面有一块金币藏在这个小包子里面。
To his surprise, as he opened up the bread, there was a gold coin.
你知道，很多的时候我们都是根据外面的环境，我们要这个，我们坚持这个，我们要得着那个。
Oftentimes we pursue and we fight for the things that are seen.
但是很多的时候，神更在乎的是我们这个人的生命，我们这个人跟神的关系。
But what God cares the most is our nature, our life, and our relationship with God.
这信心不凭眼见，就是我们这个人太容易活在眼睛看到的、自己感觉到的境界里面。
That we ought to live not by sight because we so easily live by sight.
我曾经跟你们讲过一个故事哈，我们早期加油站都是这个要下车进去先付钱再出来加，不像现在有 credit card.
In the early days when we had to get gas, we had first go to the attendant and pay cash.
有一个女孩子在一个天黑下雨的晚上。他停了以后走进去跟老板说我要加满20块钱。
So there was a girl trying to get gas on the rainy night, and so she went into the office and then said, I want to get $20 worth of gas.
他就给了老板20块就开始出来加油。
And then so she went back to the gas pump and start pumping.
哪里晓得那个加油加到快5块钱的时候就咔停住了。
To her surprise, the gas pump stopped. after about $5.
他就很生气，因为下雨天很不方便，他就一直跟老板比，说20块，跟老板比20块。
So she was kind of upset. It was very inconvenient. It was raining night, so she kept waving to the attendant and say $20.
老板就不理他。
And the attendants would not care.
那他只好气愤愤地跑进去埋怨。他说：“我要跟你讲加20块钱，你为什么只让我加5块钱
？”So she was so upset. She went back to the office and complained. I gave you $20. Why did you stop the pump after five?
那个老板一脸的震惊，就跟他讲：“他说，小姐，你刚刚来的时候是你一个人来呢？”还是你有另外带着一个人一起来
？So the attendant solemnly asked her. So, Miss, when you came, did you come alone or with someone else?
小姐说：“我自己一个人来啊，你为什么问我这个问题
？”Of course, I came alone. Why did you ask me this question?
他说：“因为刚刚你进来的时候，我看见一个黑黑壮壮的人坐到你车子后面去了。
”Because when you came into the office, I saw a very big man got into your car.
他说：“你没有看到他？”他说：“我没看到。
”You didn't see him? And she said, "No, I did not."
所以他说：“你镇静一点，我已经打电话给警察。
”She says, "The attendant said, 'Calm down. I have already called the police.'"
因为怎么样？很多的时候，我们觉得我们跟神要的是这个，神为什么给我的是这个
？Oftentimes we think that God, I ask you for this one. Why did you give me the others?
就是信心，如果你是建立在眼睛看得到。感受得到的东西的事情上了。
But if we only build our faith on something that we can see or sense,
很多的时候我们是错误的。
Oftentimes we are mistaken.
我们必须把信心透过环境，是建立在那位看不见的神身上。
We ought to build our faith on the God that is unseen.
所以保罗说：“我深知道我所信的是谁。”
Therefore, Paul can claim that I firmly know whom I believe.
唯独认识神的子民，才能够刚强，才能够刚强。
Only people who know the Lord will be strong.
弟兄姊妹，在这里希伯来作者一开始就让我们看见一件事情。
So at the beginning, the author of the book Hebrew shows us one thing.
这些信心的祖宗在他们身上有好的见证，是因为他们透过看得见的遭遇和环境，能够看见那看不见的神。
These patriarchs all had good testimonies because through their circumstances, they got to see God who was unseen.
他们能够在看得见的遭遇里面，能够去体会那背后看不见的含义和价值。
Through the visible circumstances, they get to understand the value that.The unseen value.
啊，这就是我们墙壁上所写的这句话，《哥罗西书》3:11，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
That is the meaning of these words. Christ is all and in all.
啊，真的是在所有的处境、所有的受造里面，我们都可以看见他，都可以来经历他。
Because we can see him and experience him through all circumstances and all creation.
所以希伯来的作者也花了这么多的时间告诉我们。你来到神的家，这一切外面的祭祀礼仪，所有的会幕，所有的摆设，它不过是什么呀？天上事物的形状和影像 ，the copy and the shadow。
So the author keeps telling us, when you come to the tabernacle, everything that you see, all the displays, the sacrifices and rituals, they are but the copies and shadows of the heavenly things.
对，哥罗西书第二章17节也讲到这些，不管是日子、节期、月朔、饮食等等，都是后世的影儿，它的本体却是基督。
The same thing is shared in Colossians chapter 2. It says, all these rituals, festivals, things to drink and things to eat, they are but shadows, but the reality is Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看这些事情。
So let us not take it lightly.
然后我们不能从表面上去看这些事情。
And do not judge things from the surface.
我说如果我们从表面上去看，就算是属灵的事情。
So、even if we judge spiritual things from the surface,
就是所谓外面是属灵的事情。
Even the so-called spiritual things,
例如说祷告，例如说擘饼，例如说我们传福音，我们讲道。
For example, prayer, communions, we share the gospel, even preaching.
连这么多看起来是近前的事情，它可能只是一个影子，我们没有摸到实体。
All these things that may appear spiritual, they could still be shadows if we do not come in contact with the reality.
实体是基督。
Yes, the reality is Christ.
这叫做 Christ alone.
That is called Christ alone.
所以在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉，在我们人生所有的决定，所有的追求里面，如果跟基督没有发生关系，那在神的眼中就是 nothing.
all our life services and life decisions, if they are not to do with Christ, they are not related to Christ, they are nothing.
如果任何事情能够与基督发生关系，它就是大事。
If anything that is related to Christ, they are great things.
那具有永恒的价值，让我们碰到了生命。
They have eternal values because they have life.
你看多少时候我们常常会听到别人说，请某人为我们做一个祷告。
Oftentimes we will hear, we like to invite so and so to pray for us.
弟兄姊妹，祷告不是做出来的。
But prayer is not something that we can be man-made.
很多的时候我们就是 make a prayer.
Sometimes we're just making a prayer.
但是如果你真知道祷告是人与神在圣灵中的相会相交的时候。
But if we truly know that prayer is encountering God in the Holy Spirit.
每一次的祷告都会叫我们整个人兴奋起来。
Every time when we pray, we ought to be excited.
原来我可以在祷告中与神相会啊。
Because through prayer we can encounter God.
受造的人能够在至高者的面前能够向他表白，能够向他陈明心意。
The creator man can come before this creator God and express our desires and our hearts.
我们这样子败坏没有用的人居然能够跟神对话。
We useless and corrupted beings can converse with God.
弟兄姊妹，这是大事情，这是大事情呢。
This is so great, so unbelievable.
这希伯来的作者一开始告诉我们，信心是一切的根基。
So the Hebrew author tells us that faith is the foundation of all things.
在这里，他告诉我们，他给我们下了一个定义啊。
So he has given us the definition of faith.
他说，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
He says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。